So there has been an issue regarding elective surgeries in our region. Joining me to have a chat about it this morning is Clayton Barr, the Shadow Minister for the Hunter. Clayton, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, very well.
That's the way. Now, record blowouts and backlogs in elective surgeries in the Hunter and New England. That's not good.
Now, look, blowouts in elective surgeries, and I really dislike that term elective surgeries, because people who need a knee replacement or a hip replacement or, you know, a shoulder reconstructor or something like that, it's not really elective for them. But anyway, that's what they're called technically. The blowouts are a response to this government just underfunding health year after year after year for the last 9 years. They've cut the budgets back to the bone, and unfortunately, it's the people who pay the price with these time blowouts and time delays getting these important surgeries.
A lot of people would suggest the reason they do that is to try and send people to private healthcare as an option.
Well, look, there's certainly an increased appetite for private healthcare because the public system, sadly and unfortunately, isn't what it used to be due to budget cuts. But, you know, people have to get these important surgeries done, and it improves the quality of life immensely. And we have a wonderful Medicare system here in Australia. We should all be very proud of it, but we have to fund it properly.
Clayton, so we know the problem. What's the solution? How can you help us from the shadow benches?
Well, the reason to be talking about this today is to put a spotlight on these blowouts, because the government have to stop cutting the health budget. The health budget today is 20% worse off than it was back in 2011 when this government took control of Treasury benches. 20% worse off. Now, this government have made a choice that they wanted to build trains and tunnels in Sydney, but the people right across regional New South Wales are paying the price for that by seeing the health budget cut, cut, cut and cut. We've cut back to the bone now, and sadly and unfortunately, we are having massive blowouts in the time and the delays for people to get important surgery.
Clayton, I know we're talking about health and that is an important issue, but as the Shadow Minister for the Hunter, that's something that you would be acutely aware of, the fact that we're missing out here in a number of different areas regarding infrastructure while Sydney gets what it wants.
Yeah, and that story for the Hunter is true of the story right across the state at the moment. There has been an enormous priority, billions, tens of billions of dollars, going into infrastructure in Sydney, whether it's a new tunnel, a new road, a new tram set, a new train. It's all going into Sydney. And the cuts that have happened at every departmental level, you know, our police have had their budgets cut, our National Parks and Wildlife had their budget cut, our Department of Primary Industries had their budgets cut, our health have had their budgets cut, our education have had their budgets cut. All of those cuts have been so that they could fund these infrastructure projects in Sydney. If you're not in Sydney, if you're not within 20 or 40 kilometres of Macquarie Street, you're missing out. And that's just not good enough, because the government of the day have a responsibility to New South Wales, not just Sydney.
Another couple of years until the next election, Clayton. What can we do?
Well, look, we have to put pressure. We have to hold our local members of parliament to account. And, of course, in the Upper Hunter, the member of parliament is a member of the government. And he needs to hear from the community that people aren't satisfied. I mean, Muswellbrook Hospital have seen the increase in just the last 12 months go from 35 days of delay to 88 days of delay. That's more than double. And at Singleton Hospital there, we've got the delays blowing out from 36 days to 49 days, which is a 30% blowout. The local member of parliament needs to be held accountable to that, because he is a part of a government who are making these terrible cuts and causing these problems.
And Clayton, perhaps we need to get yourself and Michael Johnson in the studio sometime for a bit of a chat about it. What do you think?
I would love to be in the studio with Michael. Michael and I get on quite well, and we have a chat, although we have an exchange of ideas because we believe in different things. But other than that, we get on quite well, and I'm always happy to be in the studio with my colleagues anywhere, anytime.
We'll see if we can organise that. Clayton Barr, Shadow Minister for the Hunter, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Andrew.